Busier than ever, the Health Wagon, founded more than 50 years ago, is, as always, up and running.
And we love our community. Another thing I just want to emphasize is, people, we still got flu shots. Please get your flu shots. You can call the Health Wagon. We will immunize you. You can come by. We'll do it in your car.
4 mobile units and 2 stationary clinics offer a wide range of medical care free of charge. There's also a fee-for-service office in the mix. Tyson says recent donations have helped cover more patients, with around 25 full-time and 25 part-time staff.
We're going to have a record-breaking year of patients, as one can imagine, with the COVID pandemic that has ensued, and I think we'll probably top out at about 24,000 patient encounters this past year.
Ever since the Health Wagon was founded, it's always relied on creativity to help patients who had no way to pay.
We are very much about, you know, innovation, but one of the most innovative things in concerns to COVID is we had developed the first post-COVID clinic, I think, in the South. Some, you know, they have survived COVID, but weeks and months later, that we're seeing that they have residual complications from the COVID. We're seeing them with lung issues, heart issues, you know, brain fog.
Tyson says the aftercare is critical.
I've heard so many people tell me that they were told by their provider, well, there's nothing you can do. Just, you know, treat the symptoms of a cold. And then if you get really short of breath and you feel like you're dying, then go to the emergency room. And I think that is just, that's not what we were taught. We were taught to treat.
Tyson outlines what she describes as the Health Wagon's holistic approach to treatment of COVID patients.
So there is things that you can do. Vitamin C that you can take. We've found that, you know, for patients that they have tested positive, there's no contraindications. We can give them zinc. You know, there's aspirin that we can add on if there's no contraindication because people develop clots. There's a lot of common sense, you know, things that you can use.
Tyson says it's an approach that's working for her patients.
Fortunately for us at the Health Wagon, where we've been so very proactive in getting people the supplements that they need and the treatment that they need, we've not lost one person. We give glory to God for that. Not that we couldn't have, but we have not, because we've been so proactive in fighting this disease.
The Health Wagon was founded by Sister Bernadette Kenny. She's described as having been innovative and wise. More than 40 years on, the mobile health units she set in motion continue their daily rounds, demonstrating the kind of creativity that's always driven the wagon. And now, thanks to a partnership with the University of Virginia, they've expanded their services to include telemedicine as well. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.